sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
star-crossed, just unlucky.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. And tonight, the show is dedicated to slowcore and other bummed out variants of rock that I've come across. I've had three tracks so far. First one being kind of a slowcore classic, at least the band. I don't know how well known this song is, though it is off their Frigid Stars album. The song being Cigarette Machine by Codeine. After that was a song called Chemical Intercourse off of the album Something Is Like Nothing Was from the band Monopot, which is one I've been listening to recently, though I've been having difficulty finding more content from them. There's an EP in particular called Zune, apparently translates to sun, sun like father, but I haven't been able to find that, so I'll do some more digging and maybe I'll have more content. After that, anyway, was another song called PB, I guess short for peanut butter, off of an album YY from an artist whose name I don't know how to pronounce or if it's even something pronounceable at all, that being Y-L-A-Y-A-L-I, Yalayali, something like that. But anyway, that's kind of kicking off the whole slowcore bent I've got tonight, and that song in particular, the last one, the name of the artist I won't try to pronounce again, song being PB, that's one I just came across tonight, so a lot of this is very fresh in my mind. Some of the stuff that I play in the show, including tonight, tends to be older, kind of dug out of the depths of my musical conscience, But tonight, there's some very fresh stuff, and stuff actually released in this year, which is uncommon for me. So there's kind of a looking at the spread of years for the albums I'm playing from. The earliest is 1990, and the latest is 2020. And it seems like it's just about even in terms of things either being from this last decade or present or the 90s. So wide split there. Anyway, I'll stop blabbering, continue on. This next one is some bummed out indie rock. I guess you could call it slowcore, but I don't know if it's the proper definition. Anyways, song's called I Am Always the One Who Calls from the band Pedro the Lion.
Yeah. doesn't even exist. And now the memories are gone, such as the feelings persist. And when thoughts come back, I sometimes try to resist. The last of your strength fell apart first. Sometimes I think I've never thought about anything. Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. And those three songs there, first one was, as I said before, I am always the one who calls from Pedro the Lion. After that was, and the album that was off of was The Only Reason I Feel Secure. I think maybe an EP that they released and not a proper album. I'm going to consider the length of it. Anyway, song after that was Powder from Bedhead, off of their album What Fun Life Was, slowcore kind of classic there. And after that, a song called Journey from the band Bug Eater, off of the album Bug Eater. And Bug Eater being a band that I came across just tonight, so pretty exciting for me, especially considering they released that in 2019. Though it's also making me realize how much I deviated from the slowcore guideline that I kind of sent out for myself at the beginning. But anyways, I had fun finding the music that I managed to find tonight, and it's all very fresh and new to me, and regardless of the separation from slowcore, I'm still pretty excited about it. And you could still call it sadcore or something like that, just a vague offspring. Anyway, we continue after the little break here.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Nobody wants to connect. If you left, you'd get it.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the last song that played there was one called Beaten Path from the band Clothesline from Hell off of their album Something Nothing. And I believe Clothesline from Hell is a, another project from the guy behind Bug Eater. Anyway, before that song was one called Passenger Ship from the band Corduroy, which is composed of some of the members of a band that I've played on the show before, and which I was hoping to hear new music from, that band being Melrose, a band from Victoria, BC. So even though Melrose hasn't released new music, there was that song Passenger Ship there, released earlier this year from some of the same members, so that's still pretty exciting. Definitely good to know that the guys from Melrose are still making music. There hasn't been a full album put out, just that one single and a music video for it. But regardless, pretty exciting for me. And I can definitely hear the sound of Melrose in that song. And before that one was another song from Bug Eater, as I had played them also at the very end of the last half hour. So that song there was Voices Broke, again, off of the self-titled Bug Eater album. So actually all three of those songs were ones that I first listened to tonight. So very recent and, kind of exciting. All the earliest being from 2019 and the latter two from 2020. So that's pretty uncommon for me. And, I don't know. I'm excited to have found new and, upcoming music. Still pretty small and obscure stuff, but regardless, pretty cool. And I'll make note now that both Clothesline from Hell and Bug Eater are from Toronto. So these are Canadian bands that I'm playing as well, which I think adds to the coolness factor for me, and that I know that they're in some ways local. And one interesting thing as well about Clothesline from Hell and their album Something Nothing is that the album art is... they admit to stealing the album art from... somewhere. I looked into it, and the album art is actually from a book called Temporary Autonomous Zone. They've edited it somewhat, added some text over top and some old family photos, I guess. But the book Temporary Autonomous Zone was by the author Hakim Bey, or Peter Lamburn Wilson, published in 1991. I would say anarchist book, so kind of interesting, and I guess maybe I should consider that in wondering about the content of that album, Something Nothing. Anyway, carry on. Got another song here, one called Dead Already from the band Grifters, one that's more along the lines of just depressive rock, maybe, or no, I think that's what slowcore is, heavier rock. Yeah, anyway, I'll just play the friggin' song. Oh. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, and this is the end of this hour of Past Tense. That last song there was one called Replicating Social Order from the band Computer Dating off of their album To Weave a Wall. And before that, a song that I alluded to before called Dead Already by the Grifters off of their album Crap and You Negative. I think that's really the only song on that album that fits the slowcore moniker, and even then, it's a bit of a stretch. But I'd, for a long time, wanted to put that song into a playlist for the show, and I'd even set it aside in a special generic playlist for the future that had a couple songs on it. I think it was Cigarette Machine from Codeine and Dead Already from Grifters that I wanted to play, and I particularly as a slowcore set. That song in particular has strong memories for me associated with the basement, which I used to live in, and listening to it very loud down there. All the thoughts and feelings associated with that period of time, which I guess was a little bit before the summer of this year. And that song, Replicating Social Order, is one that I like to play very loud. And I like the really heavy underlying bass that comes in at the end of the song. So it's one I like to play loud when my neighbors are out of the house, or out of their apartment there. But yeah, so that marks the end of the show for tonight. So if you liked anything that you heard, make sure to tune in again, because I'll be playing every Monday night, as per usual, at 8 o'clock.
My name is Nevaeh. I lost my foot in a lawnmower accident. Now I teach other children how to play safe. Kids shouldn't play near lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are very loud. The driver wouldn't be able to hear you if you were playing anywhere near. It's very important to be cautious.
Whatever game you play, play safe.
A message from the War Amps. Learn more at waramps.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retro.